Yo, what's up, party peoples?
Yeah, we smoking on the gas. Y'all already know what's up.
That's one hell of a way to start the show.
I know, I was just thinking that.
Party peoples in the place to be. What's cracking? Season 3. Stu Pipes. Paul! Say what up, nigga.
The boy's in the building.
And this your boy, Ace the Face Aristotle in the place. And we are missing our co-host, almost our anchor. I like to call him Gambino, or for lack of better words, the little leprechaun. Say no.
Shout out to my blood being absent.
That's my dog right there. We miss him right now. You know what I'm saying? He missing the action, but he good, though. He good. He chilling where he at. So we going to make sure that we take his place, and we going to speak that shit. Yo, you heard him. Set the pick. I'm going to set the pick. And you just roll off and go down low, bro. That's it. Mm-hmm. Straight to the 10. You know what I'm saying? I got you. So listen, season 3, what's been going on? Marvin Gaye vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Like Marvin Gaye vibes.
Real rap, though.
Well, like, first, I'm going to bring season 3 in. You know what I mean? Just with, because I know if my man was here, he'd be like, it's a product. I mean, I stand on it. It's Blue Magic. Like,
facts.
But, season 3, we gonna start off 2020 with some shit, man. I can't even cap. Like, it's we 6 months into 2020. It's a real reflective 2020, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think we got a lot to be grateful for, like life in general.
Being alive is so
It's underrated.
Yes,
man.
Thank you. Underrated, that's what I was looking for. Yes, it really is.
Being alive is underrated.
The breath we take is calculated for. Like, this time is precious. No. Like, precious possessions, you feel me? Like, this shit is crazy.
I think that was that was the message of 2020, is I think, calculate every day you got, man.
Absolutely.
Never know when that joint gonna be taken from you, either justly or unjustly, or, you know, willingly or
unwillingly,
or natural or unnatural.
You just step outside. Yeah. And then a whole list of occur just because of the color of your skin.
Yo, because it's tough being a black man in America.
It's crazy, man. I want to tell you a special moment of silence, if we will, for those that lost their life. George, Breonna, Elijah, Tamir, Michael, Trayvon. There's the list continues. Sandra, the list continues. So I just want to take a special moment of silence and honor their names, honor their existence and who they were. Rest in peace, yo. For real, we ain't gonna stop fighting, cause I got woken up today, bro. Like, for real, like I did some research. Like, you know what I mean? I don't often do research on I don't often do research on stuff unless I'm doing a book report or something. But like, I kind of took that notion, like the stuff I used in school, I'm gonna take that. Like, I did some research on our background as people, like from the times we were enslaved into the times we got into the Americas, to find out that we were enslaved by ourselves. Like, you feel me? So, like, I want to focus on, like, a lot of the shit that's still going on today. Like, you know, it's in Black Lives Matter, and we still taking our own lives, bro. I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Shaka Khan? Can you hear me, Shaka Khan?
Oh. You know, I'm over here searching for the lighter, my guy.
Like, for real, man. Like, yo, because I'm thinking, like, for those that we lost, we really should band together. And I am one to now believe, with my conforming thoughts, that it does start within us. Because on my previous episode, I'm on another show, a podcast about nothing. Shout out Stizzy, Pastor G, Queen Picasso, Skills. Those my folks right there. I was on another one, and we had discussed that in order to necessarily, what am I saying? In order to end what's going on now, racism, we have to address, while we have the thumb on white America's neck,
yeah,
we have to address that. But I want to,
I'm not going to say we got the thumb on white America's neck.
No, I do.
I say
it's on that motherfucker.
Nah, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm going to, so this is my view on racism. Let me keep it real with you.
Go ahead. I'm going to take,
so I've been waiting to actually say this on wax. slavery was the all out, like, what you call, like, so when you get sick, it's called a mutation.
Right.
So slavery was the mutation in humanity.
Understood.
And
like the outbreak, like the new, like the thing, like, the thing to do. Understood.
So what ended up happening after slavery then beget racism, because what you had to do in order to reinforce slavery is that then you had to give us a reason for why it was okay or it was ethical in the sight of man at that point or that time.
I can understand.
So then racism became one of the symptoms
of slavery,
of the overall disease and issue.
Okay.
Now, at this point, without slavery, racism is now the outward disease, right? But it's still a direct result of slavery. So now, with racism being our disease, poverty, miseducation.
Okay. I like where you're going.
Lack of sustainable wealth is a direct symptom of racism now. So, like you said, like, we may, in lack of a better word, I guess, have our thumb on the man's
pulse
neck.
Of white America, yeah.
Okay, the pulse of white America, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? You might have the pulse of white America, but the thumb, the oppressor, never had the upper hand. Come on, man.
I don't know. I'm gonna agree to disagree with you.
So I'm gonna back to one of our first episodes. One of our first episodes was about something to do with homosexuality.
And that was on the pilot, correct?
It was on the pilot episode. Yeah. I forgot why we was talking about.
Oh, we went into like basically like how the black culture is like hyperly sexualized, hyperly and whatever. And we did tie it in slaves and stuff like that, like saying that we were hyperly sexualized back then because they used to rape our women and stuff like that in front of our faces to demoralize us that way. And we tied it into the homosexuality thing because that was used to kind of make break us into submission type shit. Like, this is what we do, breaking you down to your lowest point type shit. So, like, I do remember that, but continue.
So, like you brought it off full circle for me without me even having to say it.
Understood.
Like, a form of breaking you as a man. And I think,
right,
you know, a lot of our direct symptoms, you know, like I said, the issues in our black culture are a direct result of racism. So we can't, but see, the issue with a lot of doctors, and it's like, you go to the doctor, you know what I mean, you got some back pain, but ultimately that back pain ain't got shit, like, they gonna give you some painkillers, they gonna give you the muscle relaxers, but the back pain is there because ultimately there's an underlying disease. So poverty, like I said, miseducation, the lack of resources in our community.
I dig that.
It's just a direct result of racism. And I don't think that, you know, just having our pulse on the finger,
our
thumb on the pulse of white America is going to be enough. I think that what it's going to take for me, and if we were going to key in on white America, it would be actionable results. The only thing that you could show
That's what I'm getting
white
to.
America, I don't want to hear, like, you know, going back to the episode. Did you see Joe Biden's new campaign spin? Like,
the one after the one we talked about?
Yeah, bro, I still can't vote for my man.
That's my homework. Make sure I do my research.
Yes.
If I could speak, you know what I'm saying, to get my point across to, because what I'm saying is, I agree to disagree with you, but to a certain extent, because I agree with everything you just said, but what I'm saying is, the direct symptom that we need to focus on, us as people need to focus on, is the results from racism within our own selves. This is what I'm getting at from the entire jump. Like I said, because I had tied it in, I said, like, Africans had slaves back then, which then sold them to the Europeans, the Portuguese, Brazilians, you know what I'm saying, the British, and stuff like that, which brought slavery into... From the 1700s to... No, I did my research today.
1865.
Mm-hmm. No, excuse me, not 1865.
1565. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
The first.
It's okay, we understand that. She just wanna talk to her pop, that's all.
Oh!
Go ahead, girl. Get your line back up in there. Come on.
We had to take a quick little interlude real quick. Yeah, I got you. excuse the minor pause, because there was some pause in the building. Yeah, the pause came through. She came out with the pause, y'all. Don't worry, sir. We can scratch. We can buffer most of that out.
I don't know if we're buffering any.
You know, life happens, y'all. You know, sometimes you gotta let the dogs out.
Ooh.
In this particular case, she let herself out. She came out because she was trying to see what it was about. She heard us talking all the black stuff. No, listen. What I'm saying is this, bro. It's like, I get what you're saying. All right, I might not have the date facts all the way dated back, but what I'm saying is, long story short, before Queen Elizabeth did whatever she did to send people over into the Africa.
No, I can't. Nah.
Because, oh, what?
Nah, because yes and no. Like,
I'm
not going to say that we was all peaceful, but I'm also not going to say that, like, before it was encouraged, it was inspired. The thought of slavery was fucking inspired.
Mm-hmm.
We had slaves, yes.
Yes.
But amongst ourselves.
Yes, is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, ultimately. And then came...
Which was a direct result of maybe, like, a law of the land. You know what I mean? It wasn't,
I mean, and I get it, but I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, our hatred for each other that we have stems back to further than we'd like to recall, is all I'm saying. And what I'm saying is, while we have the stance that we have in white America's eyes right now, this is the perfect time for us to reflect back, stand together, you know, be with your sister, your brother, your cousin, your folk from across the street. They don't even got to be bud, but y'all done grew up on the same block. Like, this is the time for y'all to, like, really look into that and stand behind each other, because we see what was coming with us. We see what's coming to us. We see what's in front of us, and we know what people think. We know what the world thinks.
I'm not trying,
like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
White,
like,
race as the superior white devil amongst us that created the social racist class system, and then, you know, divided us,
mm-hmm.
and sold us, and, you know, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that this whole system that's set up with class and race was previously designed and dominated by white people,
mm-hmm.
encouraged and inspired.
Right. I'm not saying all white people.
In order to integrate humanity, in order to bring us to this, I guess, point, as a social, economical, so I guess, cesspool, as you say.
Right.
It sucks.
Yeah, let me get the light. Just give me the light. All right, my bad. I'm not saying that all white people are bad people. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying at all. And if you don't get
it. That was actually sarcasm, but.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like.
I'm not saying that either. I'm just.
Oh, shit. So that was.
When I made the line,
yeah.
You know, that was the funny. But
okay.
I'm not actually implying that to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I was implying that, you know, the thought of classism and racism, and that was all, you know, previously designed. Even down to the simple fact that, you know, there is a lower form of white. Just so you guys know.
Right. Like, yeah. What I'm saying is, to broaden my statement and to make it more clear, to add some clarification for those that need that, you know what I'm saying? If it's a little foggy, I'm here to, you know, supply the fog lights and flood lights, you know what I'm saying, so you can see. I mean, all I'm saying is, like, Shit, man, I lost my damn train of thought. But no, I'm just basically stating that I just feel that this is the time that we all really need to look into and do the research.
Do the work.
Yeah, exactly. Do the research and the work to make this sustain. Like, we won't let it go back to what it once was. Do you feel me? Like, what's been going on? Like, you want change. This is the time to make change. Like, I'm taking that upon myself to try and do that as well. You know what I mean? I want to be in my community more. Find out what I can do. You know what I mean? I want to take steps to find that out. You know what I mean?
And I think, you know, that's always the good mindset to have. You know, but as far as how I think this whole situation is going to play out, and I think it's all about us doing the personal work. I think so much so now, is like balancing it, dude. Like,
yeah.
Are you going to get into these? First off, like, you can only do but so much in these situations. Yeah, at this point.
Absolutely. Yo, it's not like I'm saying, like, I'm Black Moses and I'm about to just part the seas of racism and we're about to walk down the path of justice to the sanctum. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, God damn it, if you want to do something about it, there's stuff you can do within yourself. You can hold your own legacy to fight for our people. Like, you feel me? Like, to fight for us in these unjust and ungodly situations.
And this is my best line.
That's what I'm saying at the end of the day.
Is be accountable.
Exactly.
To yourself.
Exactly.
Hold your homies accountable. You know what I mean? Because, like, so much so is this, like, I think they've created a narrative for Black people in America. You know, like, I was watching a documentary the other day. It was basically like our history in America. Yeah, and it was like in 9 minutes, this white dude summarized like African American history. You know, like, as far as like the negatives, mm-hmm. How we were denigrated and how we got to this point to live.
Boy, with glasses. You know, my guy.
Yo,
yeah, I sent it to you.
And shit. Yeah, no, I saw on Tony Baker. I posted it. I seen that shit.
Yo, I said, yo, like, amazing.
Yo, it's crazy. It's great. The factfulness.
It was major facts. He was like, yeah. And then when he got to, like, it was the war on drugs, I'm like, damn, yo.
How we stopped the Black Panthers. Ronald Reagan cooked up in there. That's the realest line around, bro. Like,
so
for real.
I also did just recently watch the Huey P. Newton. Oh my gosh, what is that thing called? I don't know what it was. It was weird. It was strange. I did not know he was that strange of a dude.
Word.
He was a strange dude.
I gotta check that out.
See, he was a strange.
I love it. That just like, yeah, I love
but,
it. Yeah.
See, that just made it inspired me so much more because, you know, like, I've been often referenced as like a Huey P. Newton ass dude.
Wow. You know what I mean? So is that like a philosopher type, thinker type?
Yo, no, it was just in the simple sense, like, I didn't know he was that weird, you know what I mean? And I mean, eccentric. Weird.
Oh, yeah, okay, understood. Like, he's out there. Like, the motherfucker.
He's the fuck out there, bro.
Better.
Yo, he was the fuck out there. But he was militant, he was disciplined.
Right.
But it was still strange, like.
Shit, hey, listen. We probably need a bunch of that right now.
Yo, and we
for
do.
Real.
And I think
that, like, that's a bunch of James Baldwin's, Huey P. Newton's. Shit.
And that's what you
Langston use people to outreach and get out there. Yeah.
But also, I think it's so much so to people that are accountable to themselves and are not afraid to hold others accountable. I think that's really the part of leadership in our community that is going to be tough because, you know, we're all such brazen leaders in our own right.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to then be able to follow. You know,
right.
I mean? Like, yes, there are some followers and servants amongst the African American Q community, whether or not that's their genes or whether or not that's just who they ended up being beaten into submission to by our cold and lonely world here.
Mm-hmm.
That we live in America.
Understood.
Not to garner sympathy, but to be honest about
what with the conditions and what we live.
The conditions of the direct. Yo, man. Every time I think about the projects, bro, I just think about, like, first off, like, the lack of education, right? And I'm not saying, like, you know, not everybody that lived there is stupid or this, that, and third, but I'm saying, like,
one in ten got some type of mental disability or like short, something that's not, they don't have the finances to help fix or even know that that's going on every day, know that that's what's holding them back, whether or not it's as simple as anxiety disorder or they really have like some major behavioral health issue. But like they never, the circumstance, I keep saying they never, and they were never put in an environment to where that was something important or something that they had to focus on, whether or not it was because they working or whether or not it's just the social environment of the that setting, you know what I mean? And I lived and breathed in the projects for a couple years, and I'm not saying I know anything about it because I didn't grow up there, but you know what I mean? I got homeless, I got friends, I got family.
You can speak your experience without having to, because that's your experience, like.
But it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. I got white people conversation. I got white friends. Listen, yo, that shit used to burn me up. That shit used to burn me up. But now I understand it though. Like I do.
Code switch is real.
No. I got white friends. I mean, I got black friends. That line, I understand it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a lifeline.
Okay.
That doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, I used to that statement, I got black friends, that don't used to tear me up.
Yeah.
Like, as a person, because I'm like, what does
that
mean?
I'm not racist, I have black friends.
What? Yeah, I'm not racist, I have black friends. What?
What
does
the fuck
that
does that mean?
Mean?
You have black friends, that don't mean shit.
That don't mean
so
shit.
So just because you have black friends, it means you're not racist? What?
Or are you just hiding behind your black friends because exactly. You are racist?
Right. You feel me?
Did I be?
Try to use it as a, no, I'm not here. Here's the receipt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
I'm not
shit.
Black. I'm a person, dick face.
Like, the fuck is you talking about? Like, yo, did you see the movie The Hate U Give and shit?
No.
You haven't seen that movie?
Oh, and also, yeah. Go ahead. I haven't heard of that movie.
The Hate U Give? Thug? Oh, all right. Based on the Thug Life quote from Tupac, that's a good movie. It's got the guy from Lincoln Heights. I can't remember his name. I apologize.
Oh, my dude. Brother. I know
yeah,
he's
it's got him. And,
the main character?
No, he's the main character's father. But long story short, basically, what I was getting
wait,
at.
Wait, time out.
Listen.
You said the dude from Lincoln Heights.
Yeah.
But then it's...
He was the main character's father. He's one of the main characters. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you following me? You catch my drift?
Yeah,
can I get to my
but
point?
Now I don't even know who you're talking about, but go ahead.
The guy from Lincoln Heights, the guy that was the cop in Lincoln Heights.
You know the main character.
Yeah, the main character in Lincoln Heights is the main character.
Oh, that's
character.
All I was asking.
Yeah, Jesus. All right,
cool.
Jesus
I'm just
Christ.
Saying,
did,
like...
Did the lapse that happened? Jesus. Okay, my bad.
I'm sorry,
man.
I'm
adding clarification all 2020, bro. I'm clarifying everything. But no, like, basically, all right, it was a point where, because I'm getting to the joint, she was in a private school with a white friend, but the white friend kept making these jokes and shit. And mind you, the character just witnessed a black boy get shot for no reason by the cops because they thought it was reaching for a gun, but he was reaching for a hairbrush. You feel me? And that's when shit started clicking in her head that, yo, what did you just say? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that statement, I got black friends, don't mean shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't mean nothing. And obviously, you haven't voiced to them your full opinion, and they don't really know you for who you are for saying that type of statement, because you wouldn't say that shit in front of them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got black friends. And then they look at you. Okay, bitch. Like you said, I'm a fucking person.
But
what does that have to do with
this is my thing, and this is why it always happens. I don't be like, I got white friends.
Right. I got friends, nigga.
I got friends. I'm like, my friend Amanda.
That's my dog. Shout out.
Shout
Laporte.
Out. You know what I mean? Like, that's never, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that I just, it always made me feel like you were just uncomfortable. Like, you couldn't be my, if you had to say that you had black friends, you were uncomfortable around black people.
Exactly.
It just kind
of is what I'm saying.
One of those things that you wanted to say to make yourself fit in. Or like, if you were
to try to diffuse.
If you were hanging around me, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a real friendship, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And that's the other thing, like. I ain't with that, because at the end of the day, like, I met some thorough dudes, like, I don't like to call them white boys, but listen, that I
thorough
never...
Thorough fair-skinned brethren.
fair-skinned brethren like, that I've never had to say, like, or that I've never heard them say, yo, I got white friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? That fit in. You know what I mean? Just to, and not fit in the sense of like, oh, they had to change who they were or had to change how they talk. Mm-hmm.
They were themselves, but accepting of everything that's going on around them, they still remain themselves.
Yo, my man KT or TK from school, he who shall not be named, amazing dude. Like,
that's what's up.
I'm a, you know, definitely is amazing dude. He, you know, just happened to be
A fair-skinned brother,
but also an amazing basketball player, all in his own right.
Like Chocolate.
I'm glad you said that, man. I'm glad you said that. Because that brings me to, like, the part that I always want to, like, make a point of, is because if we're talking about racism, like, mm-hmm. Like I was saying to you earlier, is like, racism is a direct
symptom
of, you know, the overall problem and the mutation in our humanity, mm-hmm. which is slavery.
Which was slavery.
Black, understood. White, Indian, whoever you are, indifferent. Right. You know,
exactly.
I mean, slavery. We just happen to be enslaved for a really long time.
Yes.
And I think ultimately it had detrimental and long term effects that people don't even realize. Or acknowledge. But to get back to my point about what you said, like, to call my man White Chocolate, it always sound good, like, you know, I didn't know how racist it was.
Yeah, I just thought, yeah.
But even though, you know, a lot of your boys, because, again, that, I think, it's not, and this might sound bad, and I think sometimes when you do that to your white friends, they allow it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't feel no type of way.
Negative.
And it's kind of like a form of acceptance to them.
But let them call you Black Vanilla and shit.
Something like that.
They'd be like,
Oreo,
hey,
or some shit like
yo,
that.
What, nigga?
Like, you know, that's like, that's, but see, that's our, like,
you
reverse racism.
Right.
Hey,
that's what I, yep.
And microaggression and all these different things. Right.
I fuck with you too, you know.
But don't get me wrong.
Hey.
You know.
Hey, yo, hold up, sidebar. Bino, if you was here, you'd be proud of me. I pulled the fuck out this gym. I'm just letting you know, nigga, I'm holding it down. Take the shots.
You know, but shout out to all the white chocolates out there. Like, I gotta get it out. You know, cause they even reversed hot chocolate for real.
They really
just
did.
So,
they really did. They got white hot chocolate out there. So, like, you know, it's a thing.
It's a thing. But on a serious note, it's things such as what's called microaggression,
mm-hmm.
reverse racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things are real. And they are
Absolutely.
Direct symptoms of the overall problem in our country. And I think we all have to be accountable for it. So I'm not giving us as black people a pass.
Right.
I feel like we should operate racism like we kind of operate our show.
Understood.
You just kind of put it out there, right? No, seriously.
I'm
like,
listening, yeah.
You put it out there. Like, because Morgan Freeman said, oh, man, we should just stop talking about it. No. I agree with Morgan Freeman about a lot of things.
But I don't agree with him about that.
I saw that exact same thing.
Like, you just want to sit there and basically address, I'm not a black man, you're not a white man, I'm a man, and you're a man. It isn't, no, that shit don't work like that.
It's
That's
too
not how
late
it's been.
For that.
Exactly.
It is now too late for that.
It's way too late.
So now, what we have to do as people or individuals or nationalists, because it's so much bigger, because I really then learned what a nationalist was and versus a patriotist, which was
easy. Shit. Enlighten me, bro.
So,
like, yo, that thing, I'm
cool.
I'm here for the shits.
Let me
I love learning
shits.
Because I'm already
shits,
intelligent,
right?
So I can boost this.
Right. Right, let me give you the shits. Now, patriotism
mm-hmm.
is an example of what you're seeing with the flag.
Okay, so like symbolism in a sense.
And
what you're seeing with the symbolism.
Not even
I'm just asking.
Oh, I'm not finished. Just wait.
Okay.
Because symbolism is like, it's a bad word to add on to it, because it so what it is, the thought process of symbolism, I mean, damn it. Patriotism is the belief that, you know, you believe in your country's values.
Okay.
You believe in what they're doing. something like you support what they're doing.
Statement.
Right? Like, you mm-hmm. support what they're doing, right? Then nationalism is the support and utter belief in your country, no matter what they're doing.
Sounds like Drew Brees in his last statement.
Ah, right, there exactly. You go.
Right, that's what I said. So, like what he had said before he realized what the fuck he said out of his mouth
exactly. would. Was like a nationalist statement.
It's like, what, yo?
Yeah, and it's like, bad.
Yo, and the shit that, God damn it, I got it. What the hell? We just Malcolm Jenkins. I couldn't think. I'm smoking, y'all. Like, my brain sometimes does that. But the shit that Malcolm Jenkins said on his video on his social media was real. Like, for you to really say that out your mouth, you really didn't acknowledge the fact that our grandfathers, when they came from the war to this country, other way, white and blue, they didn't get treated with such open arms.
And I didn't, you know what, bro? Like I didn't really understand that. Like, yo, so much so
that, like, until I watched that video.
Exactly.
With the white boy and the glasses that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Until I watched that video, I didn't understand that, like, I just thought that everybody was getting that GI Bill.
Right.
And setting up their family. But, you know, it makes so much more sense because, look, my grandpa, mm-hmm. he served in...
What was my grandpa then?
I know my grandpa was in World War II. My grandpa was in World War II.
And, you know, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but my grandma, on the other hand, who was her grandpa, or her dad.
He passed. I didn't know if he was passing. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Her dad was a sharecropper farmer, you know what I mean, in North Carolina. So she, you know, when they died, he was able to... you know, move and, you know, come down here, had a little bit more flexibility, whereas my grandpa, you know, who was an Army veteran, couldn't, living in the city of Philadelphia, couldn't, you know, make ends meet. My grandpa was from Alabama, though, little country man.
Right,
but I'm just saying, like, it just made so much more sense, it became so much more relevant to me as a topic.
That was a reality.
Yo, it was a reality. Like, it was like, damn. Oh, shit. You know, like,
that's for real. My grandpa used to tell me stories, dog. I'm like, dog, but you're a veteran. And, like, and I thought the only thing that they give you is 21 shots over your casket and a flag to your family. Like, you feel me?
And I don't want it, bro.
Like, you
if
feel
that's
me?
That's what I get. I don't want
that's
it.
That's absolutely real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you and the other man, oh, it must be great to be... to have that privilege to come out to be a man and be of the fair color.
Yo.
And get every accolade just given to you. Just because the great red, white, and blue.
You know.
The ground you stand on.
But and
like, you feel me? And that's what I'm speaking on. I'm not speaking on just all white people. I'm speaking on the people that really sit there and don't pay attention to the facts of everything that's in front of our faces.
But see, that's what we've been selling as a dream for so long in our country.
And that, thank you.
But look, if you look at it this way, bro. We are 28, 29, right?
Right.
But slavery, Jim Crow is like 60 years ago.
Exactly.
Bro.
Is that's the not point. Even... Slavery was emancipated in the 18th century.
So you know what that means?
We are in the 21st century, bro.
Our parents.
That's not, if you really think about it, that's some. If I'm not mistaken, that's some 200, 300 years ago. If I'm not mistaken, correct? 400 years ago. All right, let's
be, if we
want to
be assholes, it's probably about five generations or five people.
Right.
Yeah, under, let's be
but
assholes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit, and now we're into what we're into today.
And that's, you know what was so funny? Yo, let's get it. Cause we
let's
both
get it.
Watched
I'm
this
in
going.
It. Yo, this is the mean though. This is what we're doing.
Roots,
we going to talk some shit.
We watched
I'm going to talk some shit.
Well, I watch The Roots. My man is currently working on.
Hey yo, I did my video. Look, let's talk about it because that's exactly getting into what I was speaking about earlier in this in the show.
Let me just give y'all some background on like I gave my man on why I watched it because you know I'm not a big black African dude. I guess you know I don't know pan-Africanist or black nationalist, whatever you want to call it. I don't like to consider myself that. But I start to realize that slowly but surely, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am actually a black nationalist.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm thinking this. I'm really starting to think the same shit.
And this is why. Because even when I was 13 years old, I was in school and I watched, within like a week, we watched Roots and then we watched Amistad. But before then, you know, like I was, at that point I was in like sixth grade. Before then, like we really didn't, like in none of my schools before then, we did no black history. Like I went to public school. I went to like behavioral health school.
They didn't even teach that shit.
I ain't know none of that. But I felt some type of way after that. You know what I mean? I felt
shit
like...
Shit hit me honest with some shit.
No, it hurt me. Personally.
Yeah.
It hurt me. It broke me as a person. It made me sad to be black. Honestly. You know what I mean?
That's deep.
That's deep.
That's deep as shit.
And it made me sad to be black. So, you know, I often took from that point, ain't nobody gonna call me no nigga. I ain't going, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be classified as, you know, your average black person. Because I didn't really understand, like, I mean, I do understand. At that point, I did. I took my own interpretation, which was, I felt like it was a tool to break the spirits of black young kids. Like, to teach you that your history is just that.
Exactly. History. Gone. Strip of your knowledge.
You know what I mean?
They ain't even feeding that to these younger generations, bro.
Right.
And so, then...
Go ahead.
Like, that's what I'm getting at. Excuse me if I'm cutting you off, but I really feel like I'm saying the same shit that you're saying. Like, you know, I'm like, bro, without this stuff being fed...
And this is just my backstory for the Roots, so we can actually get into this.
Oh, my bad, dog. I felt the little Malcolm come out a little bit.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm
saying? You did, but I wasn't actually, you know, because we were just trying to get there, so we
can talk about... Let's go, let's go.
Because I wanted to talk about
the
simple fact that it was really, like, five people throughout the fucking movie that they... Or the 4-5 hours of content that joint was worth. It was, like, the ancestor lived his life. No disrespect, Kunta. Got your foot chopped off. That shit was...
Yo.
That broke me.
That's real.
But he still never stopped trying to run.
Exactly. They used them folks as human shields, bro. To go fight off the Minutemen. How you send them in there with no guns?
Man. Listen. Like, and then, see, that part wasn't in the first one. You know what I mean? Where he was all action like that. Action Jackson. That wasn't in the first one. So I felt like... They did him justice in that one, because like I said to you, the first one, Amistad and the Roots, they kind of like made me feel like, the LeVar Burton joint made me feel like he was trying to be historical, like I love LeVar Burton, it's the Reading Rainbow, I'm always going to remember, you know what I mean? It's always going to be LeVar from Reading Rainbow,
Rex.
No matter if he was
and
in
Star Trek,
you know what I mean? No matter if he was the voice of... some black character in some show that I cannot currently place right now, but I do see their face.
Right, me too.
I just can't place their name.
Yeah,
but LeVar, you know, I appreciate you.
Shout out, brother. You gave us a lot of knowledge, sir.
But I gotta disagree.
Oh, shit.
I just gotta disagree. This was more detrimental. Now, then moving into this second, like, I feel like it was a little bit more empowering. It was... a little bit more insightful on both the religious aspect, because that was always my question. Like, spiritually, they tried to connect it, you know what I mean? They tried to give it spiritual connection, but then it still kind of broke it down for me a little bit, kind of fucked it up. But it's like, you stripped us of whatever our native religion was, whether or not that was Islam, Christianity, or whatever you wanted to create. But I think it made it a lot clearer. And as you see, like, Chicken George, like, at first, my interpretation of Chicken George, he wasn't, like, a hero, so to say. Like, I feel like this time they did him a lot more justice.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, I gotta tap into that when I get into the crib. I'm gonna check that journal. I did start watching it. The first episode was very powerful, and...
It was you watched the first one.
I did.
45, right?
That it was like 1:30, an hour 30, like that. But it was very depictive on what went down and how it went down.
in the part where I was talking about, where he had let out the scream and shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Wasn't that doing power?
That was like that. That shook me on the inside. That, that's like yo, what? Like to be held in those situations. Like it was unsanitary. There was no ventilation.
I could just imagine the panic in my chest. Like
to witness my uncle's arm get cut off because they shot him. But do you know the part that was powerful to me that I didn't even think about when they told him to sit out there and sing and dance type shit, and they were singing in code. To take over the ship. That's called Muninity. I was reading that up today, and they said in record that happened 55 times where they actually had successful Muninities where the slaves like overran the captains and took over the ship and got back to.
Damn.
Yeah. No, that actually happened a couple times. But if you peeped that, that's what they were doing. They were singing because they were singing to her. Because they've been on the joint, and she was telling them what to do. Like, they was basically, but they didn't know what language they were saying. The white, they were just thinking, whatever the fuck they was thinking at the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
I didn't know that they were successful. Like, see the way that Hoop the Joint ended.
Yeah.
It was like, the complete opposite. A lot of them joints would have ended like that, you know. But I could see the success in
record,
the moment.
In record, 55 attempts. It was only 13 ones that didn't make it. So in total, yeah, like 13 that tried didn't. And
but 55. That's 55.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a win. Crazy. That's a win. Absolutely. I didn't know that was going on. That's probably where we got black pirates from and all types of stuff.
I really couldn't imagine the stuff that my ancestors really went through. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like. I really. That's my whole basis of this is just be appreciative of what happened in this and why we are where we are. We
can really down.
Exactly why we are where we are. We can really do something about it if we really tired, like we say we tired. Cause I know I'm tired. I'm tired of looking on the news and shit. Like you feel me? Exactly. And I'm holding myself accountable for being as lackadaisical with it. You feel me? Like, I'm going to find a way to make my voice heard so that when I'm leaving this earth, motherfuckers know what I was about. Like, I don't have to rely on people telling, oh, yeah, he was a good person. No, y'all going to know I was a good person because y'all going to see what I did. Y'all going to see
the result.
Me. See, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know what I mean? As far as that goes, like, I'm not really a person that, you know, like, I do like the thought of legacy, but I'm not a person that really wants any, like, shine. I don't really want to shine. I really just want
to... Yeah.
I want actionable results. Facts. More than anything.
That's what I'm
saying.
I
don't want any notoriety. I just want actionable results. I want to do something that's going to make a difference in somebody's life. And I think, you know, the thought process of, you know, one person at a time is what works for me. You know, trying to affect one person's life every day, whether or not that's with a comment, whether or not that's with some advice, whether or not that's just being a listening ear, is the way I want to, you know, start, like I said to you, like our organization, where we
meet with the young brothers and find out what's going on. Exactly. I talked about that in our last episode too. I can't wait to do that. I wanna participate in stuff like that, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like to like you just said, it doesn't have to be for the notoriety of it. I'm not necessarily saying that I wanna be big in what I'm doing.
It's like what we do here every time we get together,
exactly.
Bro.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We come together and we just sit up here and talk about issues, and even like before the cameras come on, I mean the cameras, the record and go on.
The camera's coming soon.
I'm gonna say that they're gonna be here next week.
We're gonna manifest the
cameras this week. You know, they're just gonna come about. We're gonna be on camera next week. You're gonna see our pretty face and hopefully some haircuts.
Right. Yeah, right. I gotta get one.
Look like Kunta. Fresh off the boat.
Hey, yo.
But it's all good because I feel like, you know, that's another thing about, I think, being African, whatever I am at this point, you know,
I'm black as all hell.
I'm a brown skinned man. Exactly. Let me just say that at this point, because I don't really think labels are even important at this time. I think it's inescapable because of our society and capitalism. Because you know, one thing that I want y'all to know is that it's not about real racism. It's about our black dollar. It spends 6 seconds in our community. Remember that.
So it's good.
Seconds in the black community is the dollar. We all are culprits of it. We don't really have, we got stingy people, we got cheap people, but we don't got a lot of wealthy people. Mm-hmm. We might even got rich people, but wealthy people, that's to be determined.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when we do break into these different things, I think financial and economic growth. Education.
Facts.
Is important.
That's a must.
Like, that's number one. Like, I feel like that and, like, basic survival and life skills.
Because you can have money, but you don't know what to do with it. You asked out.
Listen, you asked out. You're
going to climb to the top and shoot right back down to the bottom.
And, I mean, it's really, and then it's really about, then I think the third pillar of our is going to be mental health.
You know, absolutely.
Being aware, understanding your emotional, social triggers and stuff like that, you know, because I think that's the accountability level that we got to reach as a people.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it is a direct symptom, you know, poverty, you know, like the rage that you feel inside.
Absolutely.
A lot of that. Like, it's 60% genes, 40% surroundings or environmental. Right,
exactly.
What's that word you like to say? Your topic, epigenetics.
I was just about to say, that's the word I was using.
In the most convenient terms. But I only say all those things to say that, like I said, accountability is where we need to start.
It comes first,
because we can say as much as we want about, oh, the white man this, or racism that.
That's my argument in a nutshell.
Because
we have to take
accountability. That's a true definition of a sellout. She definitely don't be preaching accountability. Candace Owens, I don't really like her.
I
can't really get down with her. Yeah, she don't really preach accountability. She kind of like is like this. She's not empathetic at all.
She's blunt, but she's exactly. And that's the word again.
And it's really not cool.
Like, she's very candid, but in a very, very morbid way.
And I think that she's just
about the black community. Like, you feel me? Like,
she's
it's
a
like,
token nigga.
Basically. Long story short, but fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry.
Nigga, you sick? What up, yo?
But I really, honestly feel like that's what she
did. Did you see that video where she was arguing with T.I.? Like, alright, cool. She was speaking facts, but when she was stating what she was stating about the Make America Great Again, T.I. really trumped her. Because what part are you talking about?
Bro,
when
we was in slavery, was never great.
When we got, exactly.
Never.
When motherfuckers was really doing shit out here and violating us, like on some real, which
violating
part?
Violating because
you speaking on some bullshit. That's for real.
And that's where I disagree with her. Because like I said, accountability is key. You know, like, it does take, so let's talk about it like this, right? So,
man, she did 9+10. Fuck that motherfucker, dog. Real, but that, I bring the beaner out in the situation. She did 9+10. Fuck her. Fuck everything she's talking about and all the shit that she stand for. Simple as that. That's how I feel, and I stand on that on wax.
Wow.
I caught the 3-pointer. You feel me there?
Oh,
buckets,
man.
Nigga.
He's out there shooting.
I'm out there, nigga. Buckets. I'm out this bitch.
Oh.
Real okay. Rat.
Wow, with that, I'm less.
Had to add the person energy real quick.
I was definitely trying to give her some D. You know what I mean? I was trying to just put, be defensive on her because, like, I don't want to
give
like,
her some D or give her Z.
I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt as far as like not wanting to immediately throw her under the bus because I do agree with some of her points that she makes, but I just don't agree. With like,
that's all I was gonna say. support ourselves.
Yeah, like, she's the overall opposition. You'll stand in, like, the Supreme Court or whatever, you know, big white meeting and put on the clown suit. Like, bro, no, seriously.
Yes.
No, because she'll put on the suit like everybody's healthy like her. Everybody has... motherfuckers don't got it like that, bro. And the thing is that you don't even know it. Like, that's the, like, you don't know because you haven't lived. You don't experience these people every day. You know what I mean? You don't see
what everybody else seeing on a daily basis.
The wounds that are there. Like, some people. Facts. Like, I think that, you know, you get some people, and this is me trying to give some white people the benefit of the doubt, I guess, in the sense of, like, you might get a bad shake. Like, you might just meet a hustler. Mm-hmm. And they might just fuck you real good. No, seriously.
I dig what you're saying.
Because,
yeah.
You know, when you sometimes you, like, that's why I watch myself, because I was a born hustler. You know, I know it. So I gotta watch. You know, like, to be able to, like, sometimes I could be super smooth and then it'd be like, but that's not necessarily always the best thing. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be genuine, you want to be original, like, but that's what I'm saying, like, you could get took, and then you could get a bad taste, and then you could be upset, right, as like, now, trying to give you defense for, all right, like, yes, some black people can fuck you over.
Yeah, absolutely, alright,
and then
it.
That's where, like, I'm caught up now. Like, super, like, you're a dick, but then, Candace, I can, because, like, you actually really think that this place was ever great.
Right.
Like, I mean, black people,
it was not.
Some black people may win. Like, they might. Ben Carson, a winner.
Okay. Understood. Oh, man. I gotta look that guy up, because there was a comedian, and he basically, yo, he said it best. Oh, my God. What is Lou something?
You talking about the white dude?
Yeah, the old white guy. Lou, I'm about to look it up right now. No, not Louis C.K. I'm about to pull it up right now. Excuse me while I do my research. You already know. But no, like for real, because the joke that he made was basically about white folks and how what they do in order to get rid of whatever they don't like is get rid of color. Type shit.
Oh, it's called whitewashing.
Basically. Yeah. Oh, here we go. What's his name? George Carlin. I wish I could play it so you guys could hear the audio, but
I don't own the rights to this.
Yeah. I wish I could. George Carlin, if you guys look it up, he's a comedian, and I'm not sure the date that this was taken. He was wearing his turquoise shirt, but he basically said that what white folks do when they don't like something, they get rid of it. They just check it. Because it's like, fuck it. That's not what was around. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, you feel me? And we don't want that. So we're going to make it this. And everything's good. And because we say so. And mind you, he's a white man saying that.
And
like,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
You're not going to see those things right there. Like, and this is old shit. That's old.
That's like, old as hell.
Yeah, that's like from like years ago. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, bro, people out here really think that racism is like dead or on borderline gone. That shit is just beginning. In my eyes, like, this shit, the dangers of it is rising dramatically.
You said it perfectly.
Like, you feel me?
You said racism is just beginning, right? Because what did I say in the beginning? Slavery
is the disease.
Is the disease.
Right.
And we're just moving forward in the progression. And it's just, and the great thing is now is that it's just more visible. The beating of Rodney King happened a million times before it happened.
Before Rodney King.
Never was on a video camera.
And then when it came to light.
But when it came to light, it then became an issue.
Sandra Bland.
Because then they could no longer hide it. And that's all right. That is going on. Racism is...
The young man from Chicago, when he got shot 6 times because he had a knife in his hand.
How about Trayvon Martin?
Facts.
And...
Michael Brown.
George, he who
Tamir
shall not be
Rice.
Named.
Catch a wiggy, bud.
Yeah, facts.
I'm just going to keep that to myself.
I done put 100 bands on this man shit.
I done put 100 bands on.
Yo, real rap though.
And I just because look, violence begets violence.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like that's some Gandhi shit. But real talk, like, you know, it's really, that's why I said the mutation in humanity is racism and hatred, because it helps you hate yourself. You know what I mean? It's ultimately easy to hate yourself when everybody, when motherfuckers hate you. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers tell you every day, or like our society has already been set up to tell you why it sucks to be fucking black. You know what I mean? It's easy to then accept that. It's easy to then not even peep that. Subconsciously go through that and stab yourself in the back every fucking day. Short yourself every day. That's create real. Mental health issues in yourself. Self-doubt. Man, I'm telling you, man.
That's real.
And this is coming from, like, Kendrick Lamar has said this. No, Tupac
said this. That's one of my favorite artists, though.
No, fucking Tupac said this, man. He said it's set up to break you by the age of 30. And I honestly agree. On my way to 30, like, it's been a tough stretch.
It's a long road.
It's been a long road, but I'm not complaining. You just got to keep fucking fighting.
That's real.
If it ain't going to kill you, it's going to make you stronger. And that's the one thing that I can say about, like, being black is a benefit. It's because at the end of the day, no one can question my resiliency.
Facts. 100% facts. How hard factualness.
Fight, and I'm not saying, personally, I don't care what you think. I'm just saying, I know.
I don't need no one vouch for us. Yo, real like, shit.
I don't need you
to tell me that everything. I'm gonna be alright going. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be alright. Cause you,
we gonna be alright.
Yo, real shit. You ain't looking at it from how I looked at it. And I ain't worried about how you looked at it, cause I'm looking at it how I'm looking at it for what I got to do.
And for me. Like, and that's why I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I think empathy should play a large role, and I hate the word empathy because of, like, I work so closely with it every day, and we misuse it, and it's not real, and it bothers me. But it's because I have a true understanding of what it is to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you know, and take on the role of either the victim or the culprit, you know what I mean, in a lot of situations, and be, you know, actualized and actually be present, because I think so much so we can get caught up in the pain of every day and go numb and not be present in life and kind of let it pass. But
facts.
Let's work on being present. Let's work on being accountable.
Let's do that. I think that's a good closing statement, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's work on, like you said, being present, being accountable, and let's work on healing within ourselves. Let's work on healing within our community. Let's come together and really
build sustainable communities.
Exactly. It is possible. We can do it.
It is highly possible. And to be honest with you, I don't like to say that it's easy, but it is. It is an easy thing to do to come together. It's hard to get people to come together
and maintain
find common ground and maintain.
Facts.
That is it.
But that's the fight that's worth fighting, especially if you really care about your life and you care about your loved ones and the path you want to set for the younger generations beneath you. That's the good fight. They say fight the good fight. That's definitely the fight that's worth fighting in my eyes, bro.
Oh, I'm telling you, man.
And for real. Just end it on that note.
End on that note, man.
Man, well.
Season welcome, man.
Season 3, episode 1 in the books. We got way more coming. Like Stu said, we're going to work on being on video next week. We're going to get y'all what y'all want, man. We back. We back up and running. Thank you for your patience, folks.
Thank you for your patience, man.
Mad love to everybody. Shout out to everybody that listens, all our listeners, all our followers. Shout out My Skin Is My Sin for giving us the platform, man. Shout out Opinions and Assholes. We really out here, bro. Season 3.
We out here, man. We
like,
here.
Like, for real. Like, and we doing it. And, man, this one we going to make count. You feel me? Like you said, man.
Season 3.
We're here to unify, folks. We're not here to divide.
Yeah.
Give me something different, man. That's facts. What we doing. Give me something different, man.
So, man, we're going to take it out, man. Yo, everybody, y'all have a good night. We hope y'all safe wherever y'all at. Please stay safe out there, y'all. Stay safe. Stay conscious. Keep your eyes open at all times, man. Ooh. For real. Stew Pipes. Pow!
Stay we out this man. Bitch.
Speaking for Gambino, 1100, my nigga. It's Ace the Face, and we saying we out. We out.
We out, shit.
We out, shit.